Welcome to Fitness Disrupted, a production of iHeartRadio. I am Tom Holland, and this is Fitness Disrupted. So, like almost every fit tip I do, the moment I begin taking my notes, doing my research, writing down what I want to talk about, outlining the show, I immediately want to make it a full show. I don't want to condense it down and make it short, but that's what most of you want, at least to start. So let me say, this is a quick fit tip on pre-workouts. What is the best pre-workout? But I will absolutely do more full-length podcasts on this as well. But this is a great starting point for you when it comes to pre-workout. And as I said, even as I'm speaking right now, I'm like, how do I do this in a short amount of time? Well, I will. All right. So pre-workout, what the heck is that? Well, it's a supplement essentially, right, that people are going to take before a workout to get the most out of that workout, right? And I think that is a huge part. I know that's a huge part of it is, what are your goals, right? What are your goals for your workout, for your program, for your overall health and wellness programs? And that's really important when you're even deciding whether or not you need this. Let me backtrack really quickly. 1980s, when I was really just starting to get into the, really seriously into the fitness world. And that's when there were a bunch of supplements out there that are no longer out. Okay. Ephedra was one of them. And Ephedra was, you could buy it in drinks, in pill form, a lot of these products that I'm going to talk about, or, you know, just pre-workout supplements in general, same type of thing. But Ephedra was banned. It was banned. It used to be commercially available, and it was banned in 2004. I actually worked in a gym where a trainer recommended that a client who had just given birth take Ephedra. There was a commercially available, you know, at a sports nutrition store, that she take Ephedra, this product, to lose weight, and she died. Now, is that an exception? Yes and no. Okay, what you should know, and I don't want to get too deep into it, talked about this before, we'll talk about it again, but the FDA is not required, authorized to review dietary supplement products for safety and effectiveness before they are marketed. This is right from FDA.gov. Okay, who is responsible for the safety of dietary supplements? The manufacturers and distributors of dietary supplements are responsible for making sure their products are safe before they go to market. So just know that there's a lot of products out there, supplement-wise, and suffice it to say, just like Ephedra, they might not be healthy or might not be good for you. You may have an adverse reaction, so you just need to know that, and it's going to go to what I recommend for you. Okay, so why do you need a pre-workout? You don't. Well, then why do people take them? Well, there's so many different reasons. Some of the claims, if you look at the pre-workout supplements out there, they improve endurance, power output, focus, improve fat loss, blood flow. And many of those things are somewhat true. Again, I will go into much greater detail and depth in a subsequent show, but even then, none of those things are going to be dramatic. In other words, like, you take this supplement and you're going to start, you know, lowering your marathon times by, you know, minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes. No, a supplement will potentially help in small ways. And many of these supplements, by the way, and the ingredients within, you need to take for a long amount of time. There's a lot going on. So none of these are a magic cure or, you know, a magic potion pill that's going to make you a great athlete, you know, burn a crazy amount of fat. It's just not, they're not out there. Okay. And so when we talk about pre-workouts, I think that most people take them. I know that most people take them for a couple reasons. Energy, right? Energy. I need the energy to get my workout. And that's where I'll end up. What is energy, right? And then motivation. You're like, I need to get up, right? I need to get motivated, psyched, mentally ready. You know, many people work out in the morning, alluding to what I'm going to recommend. So it's the energy to do the workout, and it's the motivation. And then the third one, I don't think that's talked about enough, is to maximize your results, right? Are you doing a high intensity workout? Are you someone who's, you know, training for some specific sport? Are you trying to build muscle? Okay, but you don't need any of these pre-workout recommendations, supplements that are out there to achieve any of those things. Okay, some may help. And the two that I'm going to give you absolutely do, absolutely, when it comes to science and the research that is out there. Okay, but again, be cautious. Just because it's on a shelf doesn't mean that it's safe and efficacious for you. All right. So let's just break it down really quickly as well. You've got pre-workout supplements, and then let's throw in there energy drinks. So let's just talk about energy drinks really quickly. Not the healthiest thing in the world. Let's be honest. I'm not going to throw out any brand names, but you know what I'm talking about. They're loaded with sugar for the most part. They're loaded with, you know, commercially made crazy combinations of things. Let me leave it at that. That's really scientific, right? But there's a lot of sugar. And there is what? Caffeine. At the end of the day, people, it keeps coming back to caffeine. And I've talked about caffeine on numerous shows. For that reason, it's an ergogenic aid. Caffeine improves performance. It does. So let me cut to the chase here. My two recommendations to get started when it comes to the best pre-workout are carbohydrates. That's our body's preferred energy source, people. So when I talk about breakfast and I talk about whether or not you need to eat before a workout, that's up to you. Do you have the energy you need to get through your workout? If you don't, then you need something before when it comes to fuel. Fuel. Carbohydrates are our body's preferred energy source. And so you may be someone who needs to have a little something or a lot of something before your workouts, depending on what you're doing, what your goals are, and what time of day you're doing it. Carbohydrates are a body's preferred energy source. Is it whole wheat bread? Is it oatmeal? Is it banana with peanut butter? Is it a commercially made energy bar, you know, carbohydrate source in that way? But that's what we're talking about. That's the energy to fuel your workout. Some people need that, some don't. And again, it depends. If I'm doing a super long workout, yeah, then I got to fuel up and I have to probably take in fuel during. And that fuel is carbohydrates. So the two things I'm going to recommend to get you started, if you need something, and you always need the energy, but it depends. If you're getting up at, you know, 5 a.m. for your workout and you're doing a shorter workout, you might not need to take anything in. I generally don't eat anything before those early workouts that are shorter. If I'm getting up early on a Saturday or Sunday for a really long bike ride or a really long run, then that changes things. And oftentimes, if I don't fuel up before those workouts, I'm bringing it with me. I've got my gels and you know, sports drink for my run. I've got my gels and bars and sports drink for on the bike. So it's what works for you. You have to listen to your body. Okay, so carbohydrates, and then yes, caffeine. But I try, and I'm not perfect, people. Topic for another day and you know, whatever. As far as, yeah, I'm going to take in some commercially made products every now and again. Have to do what I need to do. But the vast majority of the time, I'm going to get my caffeine from natural sources. Coffee and tea, people. Okay, why? Why caffeine again? Let me go into it again. Going to keep talking about, you know, the science behind caffeine and coffee and green tea and things like that. Yes, caffeine has been shown to what? Reduce the perception of effort, fatigue, and pain associated with exercise. You're going to be able to go harder. It is known as an ergogenic aid, one that improves sports performance. It's been shown to, again, reduce the perception of muscle pain and force sensation. That leads to a reduction in the perception of effort. Again, that's a big deal, helping to increase motivation to sustain effort during exercise. Okay? And a little deeper into the science for you endurance athletes out there, caffeine helps mobilize fatty acids to be utilized as an energy source. You're going to preserve your carbohydrate stores. You're going to go farther. You're going to have more fuel in the tank if and when you need it. All right? So you don't have to go out and buy these crazy pre-workouts. And by the way, the names of these pre-workouts are insane. I'm already going over time, but I have to get to this. Let me backtrack. So way back when I was working with clients, I had a high school football player who was trying to play collegiately. An amazing story. But he went on to do it and super successful. He's the one I talk about who came to me every day, 5 days a week, and achieved his goals. But story for another day. Anyway, this is the first introduction to pre-workouts, because when I started, it was Ephedra, it was things like that. And then pre-workouts were just starting to come onto the market. And he had a product. He said, "What do you think?" I said, "I've never tried that. Let me try it." And it made my face itch. I was like, wow, there's something weird in this. What is that? Okay, I don't want to go too deep into it, but there's different ingredients in those pre-workouts that are going to give you these different kind of feelings, effects, which is why you have to be careful. There's beta-alanine, okay? There's creatine often. There's amino acids. But that's the problem, is there's so many different things and so many different amounts in these products. And, you know, when you research it, it says, yeah, that tingling sensation in your face or your arms, wherever, from these pre-workouts, it's okay. I'm not so sure about that. Okay, so again, yes, there's pre-workouts out there, supplements, powders, pills you can take. I prefer health first. Okay, so I'm going to take my carbohydrates to give me the energy when I need to. And yes, I'm a huge caffeine coffee drinker. And sometimes I try to switch to green tea. It's rare. I love my coffee. And I'm going to talk about a new study, a recent study, that talks more about coffee and the bitter taste and how people who achieve certain results don't add the sugar and the milk, which makes complete sense. But anyway, I prefer natural. I prefer my caffeine from as natural a source as possible. There's other sources, but for me, the easiest is coffee. And there's health benefits that come from that exceed what we're talking about here now. So I want to be as healthy as possible. That's my goal, right? There's professional athletes out there who have to do, unfortunately, certain things that might not be as healthy. And that's training harder, getting injured, and maybe taking certain things that's their job. It's not our job. My job is to live as long as possible and give you the healthiest information as possible, based on the science. And so my two best pre-workouts are caffeine and carbohydrates. And ideally getting that caffeine from, one final time, as natural a source as possible. I will go into much greater detail and depth into pre-workouts. I will pull apart those ingredients much more. And listen, I know many teenagers especially take them, college kids, and more. And I'll leave you with this. A huge part of that, too, is just the placebo effect. And they're ridiculously expensive, many of those pre-workout powders, by the way. But that is a huge benefit of any supplement, is you spend $50 on this powder, you take it, you get this weird tingle, and that's not by accident, by the way, people. It's like mouthwash. There's a reason why you get that burning sensation from the alcohol. That, you know, leads people to believe it's working in a way that they want. So the placebo effect of paying a lot of money for a supplement and then feeling something, and maybe even feeling the obvious kick you get from the caffeine. But at the end of the day, one of the major ingredients in just about every pre-workout is caffeine. Yes, you have the others, the creatine, the amino acids, the beta-alanine, and things like that. But at the end of the day, what's going to help you, based on the research and the science, and be healthy, is that caffeine. Final thought, some people don't tolerate it well. I've had clients over the years where I gave them this speech, you know, about caffeine and the information, and didn't work for them. So it's, at the end of the day, it's what works for you. And to just show you the power of caffeine, for 20 years, from 1984 to 2004, it was banned at certain levels in Olympic athletes and would lead to sanction. It is on the World Anti-Doping Agency's watch list, and its levels in athletes are tracked. It shows it works. We don't need that much, a little bit, if it helps. Central nervous system, all those other benefits, there's many as well. But that's the pre-workout I choose, and I recommend carbohydrates and caffeine. Thank you for listening. Okay. Feel good about that. Short but sweet. If you want to reach out, Tom H. Fit, Instagram and Twitter, Tom H. Fit. Direct message me through there. Love to hear from you. You can go to fitnessdisrupted.com as well. Please follow the show, subscribe, whatever you can do to connect to the show. Greatly appreciated. Leave comments if you can. Rate it, as I said. And the most recent book is The Micro Workout Plan. I'm going to be giving away a couple of those soon on Instagram. So you can check that out. Tom H. Fit again is Instagram. And I struggle to keep these short because I want to give you even more information. But you got what you need to know to start, to be healthy, to make the right choices. And it's not these supplements or anything like that. It's going to get you what you want in the end. It's excessive moderation. It's doing the basics. It's listening to all of this information and starting to figure out what cardio, what strength, and what healthy foods you like. Thank you for listening. I am Tom Holland. This is Fitness Disrupted. Believe in yourself. Fitness Disrupted is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.